1947, I was approached by a guy called Harry Wilson, who was chairman of the, he was manager of the local employment exchange, and he said, would I come on the committee who were running the Welling Garden Sea Sports Days? And so I did. That was from 1947. Then in late 1952, they decided they would call a public meeting with the object of forming an athletic club. Because up till then, anybody in Welling Garden City who was interested in athletics ran for St Albans City Athletic Club. And so it was agreed that we should form this athletic club, which we did in January 1953. Eventually, all those runners from St Albans, who were first claim St Albans and second claim Welling, they were able to lose their first claim at St Albans with St Albans' help and become first claim Welling Garden City. We never looked back. You know? And in 1958, we went to the council, and there were about four of us, and we asked the council if they could provide a running track for us, because they provide football pitches, hockey pitches, tennis courts, etc., and but no athletic training. And so the council ummed and ahed, and eventually they said, right, the Development Corporation are going to build a stadium at the Gosling Sports Park. They would give the Development Corporation £1,000 towards that, providing they provided the track by 1959. And they kept their word, they did. And so the Gosling Stadium track was opened in 1959. When we met the council, Harry Wilson, who was our coach, said to the councillors, if we have a running track within a couple of years, we'll have Olympic runners. And sure enough, in 1960, we had two people in the Olympics. We had Ann Jenner from Old Welling, who ran in the 100 metres ladies. And we had John Wenk. He ran the men's 800 metres. That was in Rome. We did it on the at the rugby club on Hampside playing fields. We had two wonderful guys who helped run the club, called George Clark and Bill. And they used to bring their lawnmowers along and mowed the track. I mean, it's a six-lane track, 400 metres, 440 yards long in those days, yeah. We did cross-country running, of course, which we used Sheriff's Woods a lot. And as a result of that, I was asked to join the Woods Wardens, because we had a complaint from the Woods Wardens that they didn't like the idea of people running through Sheriff's Woods. And so I wrote them a letter and said, look, one horse churns up more ground than 200 runners. Yeah. So they asked me, I happened to know the chairman of the committee at the time, and they agreed with me. They wanted us not to use the woods during the nesting time for the birds, but apart from that, we could use it. And so for several years, I was on the I was one of the wood wardens. Well, we started off with only about two dozen, but we finished up with something like 600.
Juniors as well?
We started at the age of nine. We grew our own. We persuaded parents to take coaching courses and things like that. And some of them, despite the fact their offspring decided they wouldn't do athletics more, they stayed on as timekeepers and judges and things like that. Yeah, it was mainly our own people. In 1967, we were approached by St Albans City Athletic Club, who were on the way down, and we were on the way up, about merging. And so we did. We merged with St Albans City Athletic Club, and we changed our name from Welling Athletic Club to Verley Athletic Club, that's V-E-R-L-E-A, mm-hmm. after the two rivers, the River Verley and the River Lee. And so we rose in stature. We were one of the top clubs in the country.
When did you get a cinder track here?
In 1959. 59, yeah, the opening of the Gosling Stadium. And so going back to the Gosling Stadium, I was on the committee that organised the things before the stadium even opened. The Development Corporation wanted two from the Athletic Club and two from Wadding Wheelers and two from the Rugby Club. And so I was part of the Athletic Club, so on that committee. And then they got John McKnight, who was a local councillor. He worked for the BBC. He was a chairman. And so I was on that committee. And in 1962, we formed it, a charity. And I was one of the six people who signed a memorandum and articles of association for that charity company. And it was a charitable company, you see. That's what we wanted. Well, as I say, we had representatives from all the clubs who were taking part. The rugby club didn't last long because they wanted to share the bar profits, which we said, no, we couldn't do that. But the Welling Wheelers, of course, are still using it. The Athletic Club is still using it. We had the Howard Bowman Archers, and we had Petrie Old Boys Football Club. We had quite a few clubs. And then we had a board of directors, and I was on the board of directors for 36 years, from 1962 to when I was 70. I decided that it was time I came off all these committees.